Hello again, my dear monk friends. This is Christine Valters-Paintner, your online abbess at Abbey the Arts, a virtual monastery offering resources, reflections, and classes on contemplative practice, creative expression, and compassionate presence. In the second part of this month's podcast, I'm going to invite you to consider some practices for supporting your own commitment to Sabbath keeping. And to create a Sabbath practice, it's best to begin by reflecting on a day of the week that you might have some time to make some space for this practice. Sabbath may not happen on a traditional Saturday or Sunday for you. It might even be a couple of Sabbath evenings during the week. The key is to allow time to be truly restorative. And the most important aspect of Sabbath time is what happens, that there's time wasted, so to speak, for play and delight, free of work and worry. One evening is better than nothing, although a whole day will be more nourishing and restorative. The idea is that we really enter into this, letting go of to-do lists and plans, and just let ourselves sink into the gift of Sabbath. And trying to find Sabbath time isn't about creating guilt or a sense of inadequacy, but about challenging ourselves to consider what we need to let go of to make this a priority. And that might be a good place to begin. Are there things that are not essential in your list of things to do? And then once you've settled on a time, you probably want to create some simple rituals. It's helpful to mark the beginning and ending of this time as in Jewish practice, because we signal to our minds that we're entering a sacred time, entering something different than the rush of our lives. And so it helps us to slow down intentionally. And so some things you might consider incorporating into your practice. You could find a special candle that's especially for your Sabbath ritual, and light it as part of entering this sacred time. You might read a blessing or write your own or offer some words spontaneously about keeping this as time for rest and renewal. You might begin your Sabbath with a meal with a loved one or even just sharing a cup of tea. Sabbath is best supported by practicing it in community. This doesn't mean we have to be with people the whole time, but to have a community of support and accountability. Those ancient monks had patterns for their living, and we need help to support this in our lives. So it might be with a partner, a family member, a dear friend, someone from your religious community. And reflect together on the past week and support one another in setting aside worries and concerns. Sometimes just naming these things aloud help us to release them. And you might practice gratitude as part of your Sabbath time. Consider naming 10 things you're grateful for from the week. Gratitude and Sabbath keeping both cultivate in us a sense of abundance rather than scarcity. And when we offer thanks and set aside our work, we're acknowledging that there is enough. Enough time, enough things, enough love. Turn off your phone and your email. You could leave a message or an autoresponder letting people know that you won't be responding to messages during this time. See if you can even reduce the amount of electricity you use by turning off lights and keeping candles lit, or not doing laundry or running the dishwasher. And every time you cross the threshold of a doorway, consider pausing and taking 3 slow, deep breaths. This not only relaxes the body, but also reminds us of the spaciousness available to us in each moment. And Sabbath itself is like crossing over a threshold into a different quality of time. And so again, this reminds us that we are entering into a different kind of space. For Sabbath, you might engage your body by going on a contemplative walk, which is a walk without the purpose of getting somewhere or for exercise. Follow your own inclinations and see where the walk wants to lead you. make some connections with the earth and her creatures. And one of my favorite Sabbath practices is a nap. Making time for rest in the middle of the day feels like the height of self-love and self-care. Most of all in this space, listen. Listen deeply to the subtle song of God within you. Listen to what your body most needs to be restored. What do you hear when you lay aside all of your important work and just let yourself have time to be? It doesn't have to be complicated. It just has to be rest. Blessings on your Sabbath time. May you experience it as a time of deep delight and new vision.